Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor. Somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens. Someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bills.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey, founder and financial advisor at Heisey Advisory Group. And joining me today is Megan Miner. Megan is a new financial advisor with us. Those of you that have come into our office have probably met her before. She's started out at the front desk, and then she was running our marketing division, and now is in the training mode for financial advisors. So
it's been a great road, you know, all the way here.
So we're looking forward to having Megan on more often as we talk to you about all things retirement. And if during the show you have some things that you want to try to address, some questions that you have, feel free to reach out and give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. And you can always go out on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Today we want to talk about one of the wheels of our comprehensive holistic planning process, and it's tax planning. And I know we've talked about it before, but these things called required minimum distributions, or RMDs.
Or what you like to call them.
Well, I call them raunchy, miserable, and disgusting. and for those of you listening that have gotten to age 70, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you that are younger than age 70 probably still think of them as RMDs or required minimum distributions. But when you get there, it's a bit of a shock, to say the least.
Just to explain to those that don't really understand what an RMD is, when you have qualified accounts like your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, those retirement accounts, when you turn age 70 and one half, the government makes you, whether you want it or need it, doesn't matter, start taking this thing called an RMD, a required minimum distribution. And that goes up every year. And when obviously you want your accounts growing, guess what's growing with it?
And today we're facing 10,000 baby boomers every day that are starting to turn 70 and one half, and they're starting to find out how required minimum distributions fit in. And oftentimes what you're finding, and again, it's after the fact because you've already had to take your distribution. Now you're going to the person that prepares your tax return, and you're finding that those distributions are pushing you into a higher tax bracket, right?
Correct.
And that is why so many folks have called them raunchy, miserable, and disgusting, because they're starting to find out they're paying more in taxes than they were before because of the distributions from their IRAs and 401ks.
Right. And so that's why we want to talk about this today, is because nobody else is really bringing this topic to the table and making you understand and helping you understand why it's so important to do some future planning and what can be done today to help reduce maybe that future tax liability.
Well, it all kind of comes out of this what I call the great American savings myth. You have saved your entire career putting money into your 401k. Maybe you've rolled some into some IRAs. Maybe you've saved some additional money in IRAs. But the myth is you believe that money is yours. If you have $1 million in your account, you think that $1 million is yours when in fact...
It's not.
No, you have a hidden debt that you have been carrying during your whole working career, and that hidden debt is to the IRS. You can't get that $1 million out of that account without first giving some to the government.
Right. So like if you were to make your, you know, own net worth statement, what we say is, yeah, you'd list it as an asset, but you also have to take into account the liability of the tax of that asset that you're going to owe. Because you, like you said, you can't get money out without paying the tax.
It's a costly assumption when you enter retirement thinking that you have all this money. Say, for example, if you had $1 million, you wanted to take 4% out, right? Mm-hmm. That's $40,000. If you think that $40,000 is there for you to spend, You're mistaken.
Yeah, it's not
because you might have to give between the federal and the state taxes, you might have to give, say, 25%, which now means you only have $30,000 to spend.
Right.
So you really have to have an understanding that these accounts that we thought were so great to accumulate in, and I've talked about this in classes and many other places, I kind of personally feel the financial industry, which is obviously we're a part of that, the financial industry has kind of duped us into saying, put all this money into the 401ks and reduce your current taxation, because when you retire, you're going to pay the taxes in a lower tax bracket.
But with the people that we're seeing today that are coming into the office, that's usually not the case.
In a lot of cases, it's not the case. And I always talk about, this isn't your mom and dad's retirement. This is the baby boomer generation. And if I asked you a real quick question right now, those of you that are listening, when you retire, do you want to live on a lower income than where you are today while you're working? Most of you will say no. Then I ask the next question is, how many of you want to live at the same level of income as when you retired? And usually,
your hands are probably going up
right now. A few people will nod their head, go, yeah, that'd be pretty good. But then I ask, how many of you baby boomers that are retiring would like to have more income in retirement than while you're working? And a lot of hands go up. And the reason for that is the baby boom generation, we want more. We want to retire. We want to do more. We want to travel. We want to help the kids. We want to take family vacations.
Do as much as you can. Like you said, it's not your mom and dad's retirement anymore. When your mom and dad retired, it was...
And yeah, they retired
and it slowed down. But that's not the case today. Most people want to do a lot more.
Again, just to touch base, I'm Ken Heise. Megan Miner is with me. We're financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach us at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And as we're going along today, we're talking about taxes. We're talking about the required minimum distributions. And I think it's a very important topic today, because most people that are out there that are quote unquote financial advisors, most are investment people, and they're helping you kind of grow your investments. In fact, I see a lot of the people in the investment world telling you, when you retire, spend your after-tax money first and let the IRA grow until you have to take your distributions at age 70. And what they're doing is they're kind of kicking that tax problem, kicking that can down the road, And it looks like a really smart plan, because at first you're looking at, you're retired, you're spending your after-tax money, which means you have virtually no tax problems for the first couple of years. But then all of a sudden, the bomb explodes at 70.5, mm-hmm. and you're finding you have to take these large distributions, and those large distributions follow into higher taxes.
I was going to say, right now, with the tax environment that we have, you know, I understand people want to save on their taxes as much as possible, but if I asked you in 10, 15, 20 years, do you think taxes will be higher or lower?
Well, I know January 1st of 2026, they're going to be higher, because the current tax law that came through under the Trump tax reform lowered the tax brackets. And not to get political, but I think the real reason that we had that is he wanted to lower the corporate tax rates. Mm-hmm. And they did, and they made those permanent. However, to keep the voters happy, the individuals, they lowered the individual tax rates, but those sunset and go away January 1st of 2026, and then our tax rates go back up. And then you've also got in with that, you've got the David Walker, who used to be the head comptroller of the federal government.
Not a politician.
No, not a politician.
Way.
No, no. He's the top accountant, the top CPA, the top bean counter, so to speak. And he's going around the country talking about how we're going to have to double our current tax rates for the government to be able to continue.
Well, and to put this in perspective, we're in the second lowest tax environment that we've ever been in. I mean, you think about that and how high taxes have been in the past with what we're our government is spending these days and how much debt is on these.
Well, Let me give you a little bit of an example. If you go back, many of you can remember 1980. When I say 1980, it doesn't sound that far back. But when I sit and add up the years, I go, holy cow, that's a long time ago.
It's almost 40 years.
Yeah. But in 1980, if you took somebody like my dad was just a regular old everyday truck driver. We were not a wealthy family by any means back at that time. And you take somebody that made $30,000 a year back in 1980, that was not an elaborate income. They were in the 37% tax bracket. In 1980, the top tax bracket was 70%, 70. The top tax bracket today is 37. Now take that $30,000 income in 1980, inflate it at about 3.15% a year. And you bring that forward to today in 2019, that's approximately a $100,000 income. And if you look at the tax bracket today, a $100,000 income will keep you in the 12% tax bracket.
That puts it so in perspective.
Now, if you wait and you go down the road to 2026, that same $100,000 is going to be in a 25% tax bracket. So when should you start thinking about paying taxes? That should be when?
Today.
Now, right?
Today.
Because in my opinion, I use these words, taxes are on sale. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get into the second segment. But I wanted to let all of you know that we're having a really super special event. We're bringing my friend Marty Ruby into town, and Marty and I are going to do a presentation on smart tax planning. Marty is the author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan. In fact, any one of you that attend the event will get his book free of cost. We'll give that to you at the event. Marty is a lifelong actuary. He's the founder and CEO of Stonewood Financial. And we're going to talk about the No Compromise Retirement Plan. We're going to talk about strategies on how to unravel what I call the beast. If you're familiar with the movie Beauty and the Beast, right? The tax time bomb inside of our 401ks and the IRAs, I call that the beast. And what we need to do is we need to start looking at how we can help each other reduce our future tax liabilities.
Stop feeding the beast.
And that's the purpose for this event. And that event's going to be Thursday, September 5th. It's at 6 p.m. It'll be at the Marriott St. Louis West off of Interstate 64 Highway 40. And if you'd like to attend that, or if you'd like to just come into the office and have a conversation about what your RMDs might look like, because what we can do, we have a software program that will help take a look at what your future RMDs are going to look like, and also the tax implications that are involved with that. So to do that, simply pick up the phone, dial the number. It's 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And when we come back from the break, we're going to continue talking about the RMDs. We're going to talk about a couple of examples that we've run into. So stay tuned. We'll be back shortly. Would you like to learn how to plan for a retirement that benefits you, not the IRS? Market conditions and increasing lifespans have many people like you making compromises in retirement planning, but it doesn't have to be that way. I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group and host of Your Retirement Highway. We're holding a one-night-only tax-smart event. Marty Ruby, the author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, will be joining me on September 5th. Marty and I will discuss some tax mistakes you may be making when it comes to your retirement. You'll also receive a free copy of Marty's book. This event will fill up fast, so reserve your seat today by calling 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Don't miss your opportunity to learn how to stop making compromises with your retirement plan. Call 314-909-1116.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Ken Heise and Megan Miner here with you today, and we're talking about tax planning and required minimum distributions, RMDs, of which most of you that have turned 7 and a half are going to call them what?
Raunchy, miserable, and disgusting.
Raunchy, miserable, and disgusting. I know that sounds harsh, but when you're forced to take money out that you don't want and you're forced to pay taxes on it and it pushes you up into a higher tax bracket, you're not going to be happy. So we want to help you by doing some
planning.
That's
why we're talking today about tax planning, because it needs to be future planning and what's going to be the best for you down the road. I like this quote with what we're talking about today. Planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now. I mean, let that sink in. That planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it.
So that you can do something about it.
Exactly.
Isn't that the key? I mean, how many of you are just kind of sitting along on the train tracks, you're moving along, but you don't realize that that tax train is coming behind you like a heavy locomotive. And if you don't move fast enough, if you don't think about it, plan for it, prepare for it, what's going to happen? It's going to run you down.
And we hear so many of you say, well, I can't control what the government's going to do. And, you know, if that's the case, then, you know, do I worry about it? No. But what you can control is what you're doing for your plan, your retirement plan, and looking ahead, like it says, bring the future to the present. Do something about it now.
And I love my analogy. I come from Wisconsin, and up there they plant a lot of corn. And I use the analogy that if you had 100 acres of land and you were going to plant corn, you were given the choice of paying the tax on the seeds before you plant or paying the tax on the crop when you harvest. Most of you would say, pay the tax on the seeds, right? Because one seed can create a lot of additional corn. So if you think about that, you'd rather pay the tax on the seed as opposed to the crop. But guess what we've all been doing all these years? We've been contributing into our 401ks. We're taking the tax deduction on our seed in exchange to pay the tax on the crop.
And we've been doing that for 30, 35, 40 years and deferring that. And that's what we've been told. And that's what we've been talking about, is that is what the financial industry has been told. It's not that you did something wrong.
No, you didn't. No, not at all. Wrong. You did what you were told.
Exactly. And back in the day, you weren't thinking about retirement at that point, and we weren't thinking we were going to be in a higher tax bracket. But here we are today in the present, and that's what we're seeing.
But we have an opportunity.
We do.
We have an opportunity for the next number of years. We have an opportunity because the tax brackets have been reduced by the 2017 Trump tax reform. So having reduced the tax brackets gives us a golden opportunity to start to do some tax planning. Again, I love to use some analogies, and many of you get this postcard in the mail fairly regularly. I get them. They come to my house, and they're what? If I looked at that, they're maybe about what? 8 by 8 by 9 or 7 by 9, somewhere in that size.
A bigger postcard.
Bigger postcard. And there's a sticker on the postcard that says, peel me off, right? And if you peel it off, you might get a discount of 15%.
Anybody know what we're talking about yet?
And if you haven't figured it out yet, they come from the Kohl's department store, and they're these coupon savings that they send out. And I love to ask the question, so if you peel yours off and it says minus 15%, generally, what do you do with that card?
I throw it away.
Yeah, most people say, no, we throw it away. Okay, why? Well, because there's also another option that comes up, and it says minus 20%. And I ask the question again, what do you do with it? And most people
throw it away again.
But if it says minus 30%, what do you do?
Oh, baby, I'm going shopping.
We're going shopping, right? Why?
It's on sale.
It's on sale, right? Americans love a sale.
I mean, you think of Black Friday. You see all
of the news. Gosh, people get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on that.
They camp out the night before.
To save some money.
To save some money.
So, hello. Hello. Taxes are on sale. Tax brackets have been reduced. We have a golden opportunity to pay some tax now in exchange to get that, whether it's a Roth conversion, moving into Roth IRAs, whether it's moving money into other tax-free assets like indexed universal life insurance, we have opportunities to pay tax at lower rates, move it into something that's going to create some tax-free revenue for us down the road. And when taxes are higher and you don't owe tax on your account, how are you going to feel?
You're going to feel great with the lower tax that you have to pay.
If you haven't done this and tax rates go up, right, you're going to feel pretty miserable.
Right. And that's the thing is there's no way around not paying any tax on these accounts. You're going to have to pay tax. It's just you need to make the decision of when you want to pay it. And we think it's a pretty clear decision of would you pay it, even if it's a 1% difference of tax, whether it's 1% less today than it will be 5, 10 years from now.
See, Megan's too young to remember this one. But most of you that are listening are of the age, you remember the commercial with the guy standing there with that bright orange oil filter, the Fram oil filters. And the commercial was, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. And the pay me now was the price of an oil filter. And the pay me later is when they showed them pulling the engine out of the car because your engine fell apart because you weren't changing the oil, right? So you can pay a little now or you can pay more later. That's the same concept that we're looking at relative in taxes today. Because if David Walker, the former comptroller, head accountant, head CPA, head bean counter of the federal government, if he's right and we do have tax rates double in the future, if you're in the 25% tax bracket, that would put you in the 50. If you're in the 15%, that would put you in the 30. But if you're in the 0%, what is 2 times 0? It's still zero. Right? The power of zero, the creativity of creating accounts that don't have future tax liability, because now those accounts are no longer subject to legislative tax risk.
Right. And just as a reminder for those of you that are just tuning in, this is Your Retirement Highway. I'm Megan Miner, and alongside me is Ken Heise. We are advisors at Heisey Advisory Group. If you have any questions about the tax planning conversation that we're having right now, give us a call, 314-328-4400. So with this conversation of tax planning, can we give them a little bit of an example of how, you know, an account that has all of these qualified assets?
Absolutely. And in fact, just so that everyone's aware, it's one of the things that we do and we offer for you when you come into the office is a tax analysis on your qualified accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs, your 403bs, 457s, and so forth. And what we do is we have a tax impact analysis, and it will show, based on some assumptions, we generally use a very conservative 5% growth rate. We use a 25% tax rate, unless yours might be dramatically different. And we assume living till age 90. And we start to take a look at your qualified account and the amount of taxes you'll pay over the course of the rest of your life. So, for example, when you start having to take RMDs from 70.5 to age 90, what's that going to account to? If you take those RMDs and you don't spend them, but you reinvest them, you're going to have taxes on the reinvested earnings. So what does that amount to? And then eventually at age 90, when you die, there's still a tax liability on the remaining balance of the account. We had one as an example. It was about a $2.2 million IRA for someone that was 61 years old. And when we did the assessment, the total taxes paid over the course of the lifetime would account to about $1.8 million.
Like you said,
that is significant.
It is significant. When you add all of that up, the tax that you pay on the actual RMD itself with the reinvestment taxation, and then obviously at death, there's tax. When you add all of it's astonishing. How much you're going to pay in tax on that account?
Here's another one that we had, because everybody has different amounts. This one was about $855,000 of qualified 401ks, IRAs. And the total of taxes paid on the RMDs, on the reinvested RMDs, and the tax paid at death, the total tax bill from age 70 all the way up to age 90 was a little over $700,000. These numbers are significant, and I know each and every one of you, every year when you do your tax return, you're trying to pay the least amount of tax, and that's reactive tax planning. What we're trying to help you do is forward thinking, future tax planning. This could save you tens of thousands of dollars, even potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's why we're bringing my buddy Marty Ruby into St. Louis. He's the author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, and we're having a Tax Smart event. That's going to be a special event held Thursday, September 5th at 6 p.m. It's at the Marriott St. Louis West, and I invite you to come and attend, hear what I have to say, hear what Marty has to say, as he talks about the No Compromise Retirement Plan and how to reduce the future taxation in your portfolios. We're going to have that event. We're going to give everyone a copy of Marty's book. And if you want to attend that, give us a call. Or if you just want to even come in and sit down one-on-one and talk to us about your RMDs, maybe have that RMD analysis done for yourself. I think that would be so huge.
Get that second opinion.
Yep, get that second opinion. Just do that by picking up the phone, giving us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. This is a really, really critical time, I think, in retirement planning, where tax planning needs to be a part of your retirement plan. We'll talk more about it next week, right here on Your Retirement Highway. Have a great week, everybody. What if saving for the future didn't feel like a series of trade-offs, but rather a strategy that could get you more of what you want and eliminate more of what you don't want? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group and host of Your Retirement Highway. On September 5th, we're hosting a one-night-only tax-smart event with the author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, Marty Ruby. Learn how to get your retirement savings plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. But more importantly, how you can plan a retirement that benefits you, not the IRS. Reserve your seat today at 314-909-1116 and receive a copy of Marty Ruby's No Compromise Retirement Plan when you attend. You won't want to miss this event. Reservations are required and seating is limited, so call now, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.